Hello, and welcome to Divine Chaos, the podcast where we are learning to live awake. We're exploring psychological blocks that get in the way, and we're leaning into the divine chaos of this jacked up journey that is our life. I'm Janine Miller Delaney, and here is my co-host, colleague in psychotherapy, friend and spiritual sojourner, Ruth Friend.
We invite you into this moment in space where we can take some time to release, at least for a while, all of our judgments and expectations of ourselves. Come here into this holy instant with us and just breathe here, now, and remember you are exactly as love created you. There is nothing you need to do or fix. This is your time to just be and breathe here with us and with love itself.
As we come into this moment with love itself, and just breathe with love itself. It's so good to come back into this space with all of you, with Ruth here with me this morning.
Which is always so good.
Ruth and I were going to do podcasts yesterday, but our hearts were longing for something different. And so instead we took a really long, long walk. And we dreamed a little, and then we ended up creating vision boards. And we're discovering how therapeutic it was to just follow where our hearts were needing to go.
Really to play, if you think about it, because we colored.
Oh, we colored too, didn't we?
We worked on a puzzle.
I forgot about all that too, yeah.
We walked, we did vision boards.
And for me, most importantly too, was I needed to process some things that had been going on that were feeling like transitions and like places that my heart was calling me. And kind of conflicting with core messages, so I needed to talk through some things. I'm just being reminded over and over, and I think that's going to come up again as we talk in the message about how important it is to follow what's within us that's needing to, you know, what we're needing, what our desires are, what we're needing and wanting. Instead of trying to strive against it and push ourselves to accomplish something.
Because I think if we would have done that yesterday,
if we would have pushed ourselves to do podcasts.
Yes. It would have felt
forced.
Yes. And that's not how we want to be in our personal lives, in our therapy lives, or with this.
Nor would it have been fun.
Right.
And now it's fun.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we realized that we gave everybody a teaser in the first podcast we did called Accepting How Deeply You Are Loved. We were going into a very long message from love itself that I don't think I published. It was just way back in my journal in the very beginning when I first started receiving these messages. And then we haven't gotten back to the part two.
Right. And this was, I think this would have been published several weeks ago, the part one. And I think the title was How Deeply You Are Loved.
Well, I read Accepting How Deeply.
Accepting how deeply
You Are Loved.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is the second half of it.
Because
it was so long. So we got into that. We remember just to recall, in the beginning of this message from Love Itself, there was the repetition at least five times. Do you know how much I love you? And I actually read this to Jerry yesterday as I was rereading it for myself. And first when I reread it, I realized it was by the fifth repetition that I finally let it in. Like I finally felt my body let go.
So you felt a loosening within you, like in a physical sense.
And that was what Jerry said too. He's like, oh my gosh, I realized my body was tense. And it wasn't till like about the last time you said it that I finally let it in. Like love itself is trying to break through our barriers.
Repetition.
And letting it soak in, letting it letting in the love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to pick up with the second half of this message. Now that we did just a little recap in the, hopefully you, maybe you want to go back and listen to the first one mm-hmm. and then listen to this right after it. Because man, I can't hear this one too many times, mm-hmm. probably every day. Be good for me. Please try, my child, to let in my love and let down your blocks that guard only a life of smallness and fear and keep you only from everything. I long to give you everything your heart desires. Look around. What has your heart let in? For I can only give you in measure of your willingness to receive. Do you know you are worthy of all of it? Of all your heart's desires? Have you stopped to consider again? What of my flow have you blocked and resisted because some small part of you yet clings to the voice of separation? Will you fully accept this union that is ours? When will you at last let every breath be in union with my own, with your own? Let down your resistance to the truth within you. Let go the fear of what others might think and the limited belief that you must go it alone. There is nothing you must do alone. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm going to pause for a moment because we were kind of pausing to discuss mm-hmm. as we go. And I feel like there's parts in here that would be really good to talk about. First, it asked, what has your heart let in? Mm-hmm. And as I, you know, paused to listen to that, I was just looking around, letting myself take note of all the beautiful things in my life that I have let in. Mm-hmm. Even like this moment where we get to do this podcast, uh-huh. you know, and for those listeners, you know, can you stop for a moment and let yourself look at the beauty, the love that you've let into your life? Uh-huh.
I think you do such a good job of that. Even this morning, as we were looking at the bird, at the bird feeders out the window, and just kind of letting that in.
Yeah.
It's so easy to not see those things, to not let those things in.
We really do have to intentionally give ourselves permission to notice. Mm-hmm. For me, especially in the mornings, you know, my habit is to want to get connected. Mm. And so my sense is to slow down and savor what's there mm-hmm. so that I can let in that love that's mm-hmm. there.
Such a good way to start the day.
Feels so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's easier to do. Of course, it's a weekend. Today for us is a
Right. Saturday. That's always easier for sure.
It's easier to let go of other expectations, but nonetheless, so important to do every day. Mm-hmm. I've been reading recently a book called The Way of Mastery, and it's a 3-part series. Brilliant. I can't believe it looks very, very similar to the content of A Course in Miracles and channeled in a way similar to A Course in Miracles. And it really is just reminding us that every moment, again, it's just reaffirming the messages I've been receiving here, that every moment is a holy moment. Mm. And can we pause in each moment to realize I've created this moment I'm experiencing. Mm-hmm. And then in this message, it says, have you stopped to consider again, what of my flow have you blocked and resisted? Because some small part of you yet clings to the voice of separation. Are there things that we're blocking? I mentioned as we began that I needed to process some things with Ruth And I realized I'd been feeling disconnected and a bit depressed. And I realized what that was for me was that my heart was longing to go in one direction. And I was blocking that with old core messages, like, this isn't practical.
Right.
This isn't, you know, others are going to think you're nuts. But when I fully could process it with Ruth and have that support, then everything just opened up, because now I can go in the direction which is more heart's way work. It's more sharing these messages in this podcast.
And there was a feeling, I think I could tell when it shifted for you, and like, oh, okay.
Oh, you could?
I think so.
Oh, good
yeah.
to know. Yeah. So whenever we're feeling down or just not quite right, I think can be an indicator, and I've learned that over and over again, that we're disconnected, that we're not trusting where our hearts are wanting to go, that we're blocking something within ourselves, our truth. It's kind of like your higher self is calling you onward, and you're saying, no, I shouldn't go that way,
or right.
I shouldn't do that. Can you think of that coming up for you, Ruth, where there's times you're aware, or with clients, where we're blocking? You know, I think that is so much of what happens in therapy, is to have a witness who can help, or with a friendship who can help
notice.
Reinforce the truth of what it is our heart's longing for, help us hold on to ourselves, instead of falling prey to toxic messages from our past, from within ourselves, or people we live with. Or
yes, I think we hold space for people to see that truth of themselves.
And yes, and maybe the question for our listeners is, do you have someone in your life who holds space for you, who can help you see the truth within you and help you support that?
And maybe we should define holding space a little bit.
Yeah.
I think when I look at what I do in my office, it's more about just intently listening and trying to be in that space with that person, whatever it is that they're feeling.
Yes, because when we are totally there, allowing ourselves to hold space for our true feelings, for our true selves, that's where we're allowing our connection to love itself to be open. Because God is within, deep within the truth within ourselves.
You and I have talked, I don't think for a while, but about how it's so much easier for both of us in our offices to kind of get in that sense of flow. And I think that that's why, because we're so practicing letting God, letting presence
be there.
Be there.
Yeah. So that's what we do for each other. That's what we do for ourselves when we journal. And that's why it's so important to allow ourselves to go into our feelings, even when they're hard, because that's where we discover where the blocks are that are keeping us from letting in love
and that's
and
what we
receiving
do.
All we're worthy of.
Right, and that's what we do in healthy relationships with each other.
Which could be a whole different podcast, so we'll stay here. Okay, so I'll go on. Will you fully accept the union that is ours? When will you at last let every breath be in union with my own, with your own? I think that kind of fits with the, with your truth, with all of who you are, all those feelings. Let down your resistance to the truth within you. Let go the fear of what others might think and the limited belief that you must go it alone. Ah, there's nothing you must do alone. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Release your dependence upon a life in isolation. Choose now your freedom, your power, your natural state of pure grace, pure love, pure joy. This is the part I love. What is it you crave? What is it you long for? Name it, acknowledge your worthiness to receive it, and fall back into my current of pure love. Trust I will it for you, and it shall be. What is it you crave? What is it you long for?
Those are important questions.
Because that's your truth. That's love itself expressing through you. That's God extending through you.
And the therapist part in me needs to clarify that.
You go right ahead.
Because we often say that our deepest desire is for this person to love us the way we want to be loved.
And we haven't quite gone deep enough then.
Right. Right.
Because when it's becomes dependent on something totally external.
Right.
And then we're kind of buying into the illusion.
Right.
But deeper beneath that, what is it we crave?
We crave to let love in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which has to come from within.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, when I do, this is heavy stuff, but when I do work with those struggling with sex addictions, we always go deeper, like what's the deepest longing beneath the craving? And, you know, what it really is deeper. We crave love. Mm-hmm. We crave letting love in.
Mm-hmm.
We crave being seen,
mm-hmm.
being known.
Mm-hmm.
But so all the more valuable to let ourselves go into the feelings and be there for ourselves to figure out what is it, what is my deepest craving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The beautiful thing that I've noticed is that, and here just again recently, I notice it time and time again, and I keep forgetting, coming back to it, when I allow myself to go toward that I'm craving, that my heart's deepest desire, the doors start to open. When I allow myself just to take one step in that direction, insights start to come.
Mm-hmm.
Answers start to come. It's really exciting.
It is.
But we have to give ourselves permission first to say, yes, I can follow what my heart is desiring.
Right, because it can be very scary.
Yeah, and naturally scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Name it. What is it you long for? Name it. Acknowledge your worthiness to receive it. And fall back into my current of pure love. Trust I will it for you, and it shall be. Which I think is what led us into the vision boards. I think maybe a long time ago I'd done a vision board before.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should clarify the vision board concept.
Sure.
It's probably, most people know it, but
like
the process though, we were reminded of the value of the process when we were in the process.
Yes. And even when we were organizing it, pulling it all together, it was like, wow, that's so amazing.
Yeah, so we started with poster board and magazines and scissors.
Right. And we just started to cut out words or pictures that kind of like pulled at us, or that we went, aw.
That really represented what our hearts desire.
Right. Right. And so then to realize as we were putting it together that there were these themes of what we desire, I think that was pretty amazing.
Yes, and to get the clarity of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's important for me to tell my vision board story from a long time ago.
Oh, yes, please do.
So when I left my marriage, it was early December of 2014. So I was struggling. I mean, things were just really tough at that point. And so my really dear friend came over on New Year's Eve, and we decided to do vision boards. And the funny thing is, we did all the cutting out, but we never actually put them on poster boards. And I came across those pictures and the things that I had cut out from the magazine just this past week. And when I started to pull it out and look at all of it, it actually took my breath away. Because here I am, 8 years later, and those things have really fallen into place. Those desires of my heart.
Yes, yes.
That I had no clue how to conceptualize really of what they were.
You just allowed yourself to have them and to name them.
Because it seemed like there's no way they would happen. But I just knew I longed for
those. And here they are happening.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go home and put them on a board, organize them.
So inspiring to remember that, like to hear that story. So cool. Like it all unfolds as we just put it up to love and trust and allow it to come. Yeah, for me, the vision board, you know, I've randomly think about the concept, but I had forgotten about the depth of it because there were clarifying moments for me in the process of cutting it out and then putting it together. Of what I think getting clearer about what my soul longs for,
yes.
What I desire.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it was in the middle of the night, or maybe early this morning, somewhere in there, it felt like ideas, insights, inspiration just started popping into my head about the things that I desire and the ways to get there. You know, they say you don't need to know the means will come. You don't need to know how it's going to happen. The inspiration will come to you, and that's what happens.
It's so
when
amazing.
You trust.
Yeah.
So, which by the way, I feel like this is a good time to mention, we booked a retreat place.
Yes, we did. Ah!
It is on the shores of Lake Erie. What's it called? Lake Erie Bluffs? Beautiful little kind of shelter house retreat center place right there on.
Yes, I actually did a retreat there back in the fall, and it was absolutely amazing and beautiful.
Yeah,
I attended a retreat.
Just kind of northeast of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we scheduled it for May 5th. And the topic we decided is dancing with the truth of who we are.
I love that.
Yes, that was it, right? Dancing with the truth of who we are. And it really is, I have a feeling we're going to be doing some vision boards and some creating and some, just the blend of going dancing with the hard feelings so that we can come out on the other side and move into and claim the truth of who we are and what our heart desires. Did I say that right?
You did. And I think that us booking it is such a tangible way of us moving forward.
Yeah. So May 5th, mark your calendars. It'll be just a all day retreat. Yeah. And apparently, I mean, if you live further away, it's not that far from like Painesville.
Mentor.
There's, you know, you could stay in a hotel if you wanted to. So.
Yay.
And feel free to email us now if you're interested, so we'll put you on the list and we'll give you more details.
Yes.
Okay. So, wow, this conversation went quickly.
It did. Yes.
Time to wrap up. What's the therapy takeaway?
I know that this probably gets old for people. Sometimes it gets old for me. I know my clients roll their eyes. But I continually go back to, if you want to know what the deeper things are, journal.
And because that's us being there for us, that's us holding space for us and bringing it to love itself so that we can move through, remove the blocks to letting in love and our worthiness.
You can't change what you don't acknowledge, and journaling is a way to help you see the things that are there that you need to see.
And then to move through, release the blocks to feel, let love come in and transform it. Yeah. And the spiritual takeaway, we are so much more deeply loved than we realize.
Yes.
So much more deeply loved. I think, you know, in 2023, this new year, I really want to let in more love.
Yes.
And break down more of the resistance to that.
Light and love.
Today, may you allow yourself to let go of the striving and trust a little bit more how very deeply you are loved.